Hey everyone, welcome to AV Insider, a show on the Rave Radio Network, which of course can be found at ravepubs.com. I'm your host as always. Last time I checked, my name is Johnny Mota, and I have a special guest today, Kevin Main, which I, you know what, every time I talk to you, I feel like you've got a new title, but let's just say lead imagineer at Taurus Power.
That works.
How's it going, Kevin?
Good, Johnny. How are you doing today?
I'm well. It's good to see you. It's good to hear you. It's good to be in your presence. Every time I talk to you, it's good knowledge. It's good times, and it's very interesting and important to see where your company is going. I feel like you are a very unique company in that you're not that your company isn't sort of, I don't want to say like replicated by other companies, but your company approaches it in a very unique way where others don't do it this way. And I think this is why your company is so important.
Well, yeah, thanks. We do try to have a different approach to the market with our products. And, you know, what you'll see in the Taurus Power lineup is all of our products are based on using an isolation transformer to deliver the best possible power to audio-video system. In a nutshell, what the isolation transformer is doing is it's bringing the voltage from the wall into a toroidal transformer through a primary winding, a copper winding, which energizes the transformer. And then a secondary winding picks up that energy and sends it out to the equipment that you've got plugged into the unit. So this is why they call it toroidal isolation, because there's no physical connection between the voltage that's coming in from the wall and what's going out to the equipment. So that is really very different than most of the other approaches to power in the audio video industry. A lot of the other companies are focused on power conditioning or power regeneration. We've really felt that the best approach is power isolation, and you know, the company itself was originally part of Plytron Manufacturing, and our CEO Howard Gladstone, who founded Plytron, spent 35 years building power supplies, transformers for audio equipment and audio manufacturers. So through the knowledge that they gained over all of those years, it really led to our product line being focused on an isolation transformer rather than other ways of approaching this part of the industry. It's better. It's more robust technology. It's really based around magnetic principles, and you know, it's a good technology, but it tends to be a little bit more expensive than some of the other solutions, which is fine for us. We kind of play in the higher end of the market, and we're recognized as being, you know, kind of the best of the best for power foundation for the audio video gear.
To touch on what you're saying, he is the CEO. You said the founder, correct? The founder of Plytron Power, Howard Gladstone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Howard founded Plytron Manufacturing in the early 80s, and he built for many years. He built OEM for other audio companies. A lot of notable names, people like Mark Levinson, Krell, Pass Labs, Bryston, a lot of the better audio companies that you would recognize in the industry, and that was the business for Plytron for many years. As the company grew, they started to do more and more business in the medical space with companies like Siemens or GE Healthcare, building power foundations for large medical equipment like you know, X-ray machines or MRI machines. So that's become an important part of the business for Plytron, but the foundation is still audio companies. And that's kind of how we started, was about 10 or well, about 11 years ago. You know, Howard was, we had the technology in-house to kind of enter into this market space. And Howard is a musician, he's an audiophile. And he really thought that there was a way to approach the marketplace that was different and better from the companies that were in the space now. And that's how Torus Power started back in 10, 11 years ago.
If anyone out there listening wants a little more information or more on that story directly from Howard Gladstone, you could go back to AV Insider episode 16 where I interviewed him there, and or a little more in-depth conversation on the story behind Torus Power being their own company. I believe that might have happened around episode 48 where I also spoke with Kevin. But today I think a better story to, if you haven't heard those stories, go there, obviously. As ISE is just around the corner, Integrated Systems Europe, it would be good to talk about. Well, you're obviously going to be there, correct, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving the day after tomorrow for ISE and spending the week in Amsterdam, and really looking forward to it this year. We've been at that show now, Johnny, for I think this will be our sixth or seventh year in a row. We display Torus Power with our European sales company, AVEMEA, and with their other vendor partners. So it's a pretty large booth that we have there. And we really enjoy the show. It's becoming busier every year. I think they were close to 65,000 attendees last year, and they're expecting some growth again this year. And it's really fun to have the commercial and the residential sides of the business kind of shown in one spot. So you can go to one show like ISE and see everything that you need to see if you're a company that's doing business in the residential and in the commercial space, which most of the companies are these days. So we're looking forward to the show. We're going to be displaying most of the products that we'll be focusing on will be geared towards the two-channel audio marketplace.
Okay.
Just primarily because that's the real focus of our business in Europe. But it's for us, it's a great opportunity to meet with our distributor partners in Europe and in Asia. Most of them attend this show. So it's a good chance for us to catch up with them and to talk about their business and also to meet new potential distributor partners throughout Europe and Asia. In countries where we're not doing business now. And right now we're in about 42 different countries. So we've got good representation throughout the world, but there's still some markets that we're anxious to get into. And this is a great show for that. So really looking forward to it.
Okay, and so like you said, in Europe, the two-channel business seems to be more of the focus there. So you probably won't be, like I said, showing some of the panel stuff or stuff that you're going to see like in your music studios and things like that, correct?
Yeah, we don't bring the big panels to ISE. Those are the type of products that we show in North America at the CEDIA show. That's really geared towards the residential custom install market, which is more of the focus at CEDIA in North America. In Europe, our business focus is more two-channel audio right now, but it's starting to grow on the commercial and the custom residential sides now. We're seeing a little bit more and more, but I think that's indicative of the business in Europe overall, that they're a little bit behind the North American trend for custom integration in Europe. I think partly because of the design of the buildings and the homes in Europe is it's much older. Older homes and older architecture. So the custom integration market hasn't really unfolded as quickly as it has in North America. But it is coming. I can see possibly next year or in years coming up, I can see bringing some of our larger panel solutions to ISE, and we're starting to see an increase in that business segment from the European markets actually right now. So we're just starting to kind of see the growth of that in our business now in Europe.
Okay. That being said, with the things that you will be showing and with your partners there, I would think that, like, more of the budget-friendly items that you offer would probably a big seller there, whether that be your TOT AVR series or maybe even for some of the larger demanding power systems, the AVR 2 series, maybe something like that.
Exactly. So we'll be showing the full TOT series. So in that series, we have three different products. We have a TOT Mini, a TOT Max, and a TOT AVR. So we've got the AVR technology that kind of starts in that category. Those are more budget priced products for kind of mid-fi type systems or systems that are based on using receivers as the primary amplification. And then from there, we'll be showing our RM series, which is a little bit more powerful series of products, and a little bit driven more for the marketplace with power amplifiers rather than integrated amps or receivers. And then we'll also be showing the AVR and the AVR2 series. And the AVR series is, for us, AVR stands for automatic voltage regulation, which is a technology that we add to our product line. The automatic voltage regulation is constantly looking at what the voltage is in the environment. And if there's changes in the environment to voltage, then it'll adjust for those changes, and it'll output the consistent proper voltage to the equipment. So let's say in Europe, if you should be running at 230 volts, or in North America at 120, you can have a lot of situations where the power is either what they would call a dip or a sag in the power. And that can happen frequently in the summertime when there's a high demand for power. So rather than running at 120 in North America or 230, you might see the voltage drop down to, 100 volts in North America or maybe around 200 in Europe. Or you could see it the other way, where the voltage will be a little bit hot, or maybe running a little bit higher than it should. So we basically take that when the voltage is not at the right level, and we make sure that through the isolation transformer, with a series of input taps on the transformer, we make sure that the voltage is consistent on the output to the connected equipment, so it's not seeing these fluctuations in the voltage. What'll happen when you get these fluctuations in an audio video or a control system is, if you've got a voltage sag, then you'll really notice a drop in the performance of the audio video equipment, or with a control system, you might find that there's problems with the responsiveness of equipment that has microprocessors built in. So that would be the situation where you're pressing a control panel and it's not responding, and then maybe a minute or two later, it responds to all of your touches all in sequence. Or the opposite of that, when the voltage is running a little bit hot, that can be actually pretty damaging to the equipment if it happens over a longer period of time. So if you're running 130 or 135 volts in North America, or 270 up to that range in Europe, that can actually burn out the power supply in an amplifier or in other gears. So that can damage the equipment. So what we're doing is we're taking that from a range of 170 to 270 volts in Europe, or 85 to 135 in North America, and we're outputting the proper voltage, regardless of what's happening between that range. We also have a safety built in where if the voltage goes below or above that particular range, our unit will actually just shut down, and it'll come back on when the voltage is back in in the operating range. So that's what we call automatic voltage regulation, and it's a very, very popular feature for us. We probably sell about 50% of our units with that technology built in. The big things for us are the toroidal isolation with narrow bandwidth technology for noise filtering. That's in everything that we make. The surge suppression technology, we use series mode surge suppression in our standard shelf units. And then the automatic voltage regulations, those are really the key technologies that we're offering in the marketplace. And the way that we're doing these technologies is very robust and a little bit more more substantial than many of the other companies. So that's what a lot of people look to us for, is to be providing kind of top of the line solutions in these technologies. And that's what we're showing at ISE.
At your shows, will you ever give a demonstration like with your product, a system with your product and then one side by side without it?
We struggle a little bit with that. We can show through meters and measuring devices, we can show what kind of difference we can make to the noise on a power line and that sort of thing. But demonstrations become a little bit more difficult, and we've actually been trying to work through some different ways that we could actually do that. Shows like ISE, it's difficult because you're on a show floor
Right.
and it's a noisy environment. It's not an environment that's really well suited to doing an AB type of a demonstration. Or a show like CEDIA has a similar sort of an environment where you're out on the show floor. We are starting to look at the possibility of getting into a demo room type of a space where we can do an AB type of a demonstration, and then we're trying to think through how we would go about doing it, and it would either be using some kind of a transfer switch where we could show the system without our product and then the system with our product,
Yeah.
or potentially even have two identical systems side by side, one with a torus power unit and one without a torus power unit. And then using the same software, we could demonstrate the system with the torus power or without the torus power. What we've done mostly is we will do a demonstration, and this happens a lot in the stores that we're doing business with, where they're doing demonstrations to their customers, or if we're there doing an event at the particular store and we're doing demonstrations. A lot of the time, what we're doing is you're playing a track and listening to it, probably maybe without the torus power unit. And then you're unplugging the power cables and plugging them into the torus power unit and then playing the track again. And the downside of that is, it takes a little bit of time to do that. It takes a minute or two to do the transition. And you don't have the instantaneous point of reference as to what it sounded like because you've got that time lag. That said, it is very easy to tell the difference between using a torus power unit and not using it. The differences are dramatic. Things like the sound stage will just open up. It'll become a wider and deeper sound stage. The vocals will be much more dynamic. You'll be able to hear a lot more detail in the sound or see a lot more detail in the picture when you're looking at it or listening to something because you've got that reduced noise level on the noise floor. So all of a sudden you're hearing things or you're seeing things that were masked by the noise floor before. And that becomes very evident. And then, of course, one of the big features with the torus power unit is we have instantaneous current delivery. Maybe I can just step back for a second, Johnny, on this, that many of the products in our category have kind of had a rap over the years where when you plug a power amplifier into the power conditioner, it actually restricts the dynamic capability of the amplifier. And over the years, a lot of people have gone to the point of recommending that if you're using a power conditioner, you actually plug your amplifiers into the wall and not use the power conditioner for your amplifiers. And the same holds true of power regeneration units. Those are both good designs for reducing noise, but they will do it on the source equipment, not on the dynamic equipment like amplifiers. When it comes to the Taurus power gear, you know, we designed our products to be used with dynamic loads like power amplifiers, receivers, integrated amplifiers, and our products are really designed to deliver instantaneous current to those units. So with a Taurus power unit, you would plug in your source equipment, and you would also plug in your amplifiers directly into our units, and then the whole system would just come alive. It'd be much more dynamic, and with the amplifier, the problem with plugging it into the wall when you're using a power conditioner is you're not getting the noise reduction from the noise that's on the voltage line for the amplifiers, and that's where you need it the most. And then in addition to that, just for security and peace of mind, when you've got it plugged into the wall, it's not protected against surges and spikes and things that can damage the equipment. So, you know, our design is really made for the all of the audio video gear to plug into our unit and give the best possible performance. So with a power amplifier, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear a much better bass attack. It's going to be much more dynamic. The difference between the highs and the lows will be more dynamic. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a much better experience by using an isolation transformer, particularly the Taurus power design units. And that's kind of what we focus on is trying to explain to people that, you know, that's what we're all about: dynamic performance, higher performance, in addition to protection for the connected equipment, the voltage regulation, and all of the other technologies that we offer.
Okay. Now that we've kind of covered that, and we've talked about some of the things you offer will be showing at ISE, and knowing that you aren't really showing some of the larger pieces for the reasoning that it's more of a two-channel scene there, but you do see that there is more and more growth for some of those larger items. Is that one of the goals that you may set for yourself, is maybe trying to branch out to some of those markets? Maybe they're... recording studios and things like that at this show, or that type of clientele that might be a nice goal to try and reach towards?
Yeah, Johnny, that's really been part of our strategy in the European marketplace, and we've been working with some of our distribution partners exactly on that. We've got several distribution partners that have been working on the larger wall panel solutions, and you know, that could lead to what we call an all-in-one panel. So we have two or three different solutions we offer on the larger unit. So a wall panel is a unit that kind of looks like an electrical panel, like a main electrical panel in your home. So it's a large metal cabinet, and inside the cabinet is all of the toroidal isolation technology, voltage regulation, and all of the other things that we do, like surge protection and noise filtering. That's all within this panel. So it's something that would reside close to the equipment. You would bring an electrical line in from your main panel to this unit, and it would act as a sub-panel to deliver power to either multiple audio video racks that you've got for the environment, or to different locations within the environment. And that could be something like, a theater setup, for example, where you might have a rack of equipment on the rear wall of the theater with a projector that's in a different location. And then, you know, you might have subwoofers that are powered on the front wall of the theater. So you've got different locations for the power. And that's really the practical use for our wall unit, is to be able to deliver the power to all of these locations using one isolation transformer, which means everything's on the same ground potential, and everything's being powered off of a larger single isolation transformer, which really is a great platform for providing the power to a bigger system. The next model up from that for us is what we call the all-in-one panel. And that's where we've actually built the electrical panel right into the unit with the toroidal isolation transformer. This was a design that actually came from a gentleman by the name of Arthur Kelm. Arthur is a partner of ours who he's the VP of engineering at Capitol Records in LA. And he helped us design this all-in-one panel. Ideally, and originally, it was designed for reuse in recording studios, and that's really Arthur's background. He's built out many of the leading studios in not just in North America but around the world throughout his career. And you know, he just wanted a one piece solution that could run the power to all of the different places within a studio. So that was the original design of the unit. And what we found is it's become something that's been really embraced by the custom integrators for larger theater projects, because it can deliver power to all of the locations that they need from one unit with a very easy connection for the electrician to make. So it's really found a home in the custom integration market for us in residential cinemas and even in professional cinemas. So we still do our recording studio business, but it's become more prevalent for us now that we're doing this for private studios and theaters more so than we are for professional recording studios, and these are the things that we're getting a lot more interest from the European community. We're talking a lot more about these with our distribution partners, and we're starting to see a lot more projects using this type of equipment in the European and Asian marketplace. So we're excited about that.
With the all-in-one panel, and I don't think that it is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you're working towards something like this. Arthur Kelm came up with this design, which I think is brilliant for what it is, and he decided, you know, this is what my studio requirement needs, and it'd be great just to have it all right here versus having either, whether that be AVR2s here, some TOTS, or whatever, or dedicated pieces throughout the studio in different areas. It's all built in. When whoever, whichever dealer for whoever, this panel is needed, they say, these are my power requirements, this is what I would like in it, and it's built. You guys build it, it goes, and it gets installed. Now, does that all-in-one panel have the capability of adding on features later on? Like, let's say they didn't want automatic voltage regulation for whatever reason, but then decided later on, you know what, we really do need that for the reasons that you just said. Is it something that can be added later? Like, almost like a modular set up to where it can be changed later.
The design of the all-in-one panel is not modular to that extent. So you wouldn't be able to come back later on and add voltage regulation. And in fact, right now, the all-in-one panel is not offered with voltage regulation. We're actually in the design stage right now of building out the unit, the all-in-one panel, to include voltage regulation, and we're hoping to show that solution at an upcoming show later this summer. So, you know, we're well along the path of adding that, but right now we have a number of solutions in our wall mount series that do have the automatic voltage regulation, and those would be used in that type of a situation, along with a secondary panel that would do the power distribution. So it's really the same thing, but in two pieces. And that's the solution today. Like I say, we will have the all-in-one solution with voltage regulation coming out this year. So we are working towards that. But it's not modular in the sense that you can just plug in a voltage regulation unit
right
into something that exists, and I'll explain to you why that is. It's not something that we can actually make modular, Johnny. So the transformer, the way that we do the voltage regulation is, I explained to you a little bit earlier that in the isolation transformer, you have a primary copper winding That brings in the voltage, it energizes the transformer, and you've got this secondary winding that picks up the energy and sends it out to the equipment. And there's no physical connection between the two. So it's a magnetic solution that we offer. When we use voltage regulation, we're actually using a different transformer.
Oh.
The transformer has 10 primary windings on the transformer and one secondary winding. So it's not the same transformer. And what happens is you've got components that are measuring the voltage in the environment. And as the voltage changes, we actually change the input tap of the transformer. And that's what adjusts the voltage either up or down so that your output is going to be the consistent 120 volts or 230 in Europe. So it's not as easy as just plugging in a module. It's actually a completely different transformer design for the unit. So not something that we could actually make modular. But we spend a lot of time in the specification stage with our customers, and we look at the electronic products that they're going to be using in their environment. We look at the power loads of all of those products, and then we will recommend a specific solution based on the equipment that they're using and the environment that they're using it in. So we really try to make sure that on the front end, up front, we're putting in the right solution so that they don't have to go back and say, "Well, now I need voltage regulation." We really look at what's happening in the environment before we recommend a unit to make sure that we're putting in the right thing.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, thank you for educating me on that. I did not know,
Sure.
and now I know more, and knowing's half the battle, according to G.I. Joe. So that's great. What's next for your company? Where do you see yourself moving forward? Obviously, we talked about the AVR in the full panel later this year, summertime show. I'm guessing something like at Rocky Mountain Audio Fest, something like that.
It'll be towards the end of the summer. Yeah, it might be CEDIA,
Okay.
or some of the regional shows that we do.
Yeah.
We haven't really. It'll depend on how we progress with the build out of the panel. We're just actually looking at the interior design of where the components are going to be located,
Okay.
and then we'll go to the prototype stage. So coming soon. So where do we go from here? And that's a great question. This past year, actually a year ago, or yesterday was the anniversary of our first year as an independent company, as Taurus Power. We split off from Plectron Manufacturing on February the 1st, 2016. So we just celebrated yesterday our first year in business as an independent company.
Oh,
And
congratulations.
yeah, thank you. And it's been an exciting and a very busy year for us to go through this process of kind of growing up as a company and moving out of the home and going out on your own. But it's kind of put us a little bit behind in product development because our focus hasn't been on product development over the last year. It's been on putting together the foundation for our business so that we can use this as a platform for our future growth. The business for us has been busy. The last 3 years, our company has grown 32% last year, 35% the year before, and 46% the year prior. So we're showing year-over-year growth, at around 35 or 36%, which is fairly substantial. So the company is doing well. We're growing, and now it's really time to look at getting back to the basics of product development and bringing some new products to market. And we have spent a lot of time over the past 4 to 6 months on designing and developing some new products. We're not at the stage where we're ready to talk about it yet,
Okay, understood.
but we will have some really exciting new products coming later this year. There are some other categories that we're not doing business in now, so that might give you a little bit of a hint as to kind of where our focus is going to be. categories in the power segment. But we've actually we're going to be entering a category within the power segment that we're not doing business in today with a new and revolutionary product, and we'll have that we're hoping sometime over the summer. So again, I can't really talk about it yet, but there's some exciting stuff coming. The company's growing, and we're, the whole idea of splitting off from Plytron Manufacturing was to enable our growth as a company and to allow us to really get to the next stage in our business development. And that's been our focus for the past year. We've got the platform put together now. We're ready, and now we're turning our attention towards new product development. And we've got several projects that we're working on right now. So we will have some exciting stuff to come.
Okay, so aside, obviously, because you can't tell me what they are, and each project I think is unique in the way it's developed and tested over time. But if you can give me a general idea, let's say with a new product, because some of the products you have now, like with the example of the Todd AVR, wasn't really a brand new product, but it was more of an addition of an existing product. So with it sounds like there might be a new product or products coming right into new markets. How long of testing would you say, if you can even say it, you would before you put this thing through the testing of your standards before you say this is ready for market?
So I the pro the testing phase and the whole product development phase really depends on the technology that's going into the product. So if we're putting in a toroidal transformer into a product, then a toroidal transformer is something that as a company we've done for 35 years. So we don't need to spend a lot of time testing a toroidal transformer.
No, but more of the end result of like, this product now is using a toroidal transformer, which we know has been tried and true. But now this new product, maybe you have one now and you can't tell me about it, right? It's in your living room and like, well, we're kind of testing it, seeing how it feels, it sounds, how it moves my soul.
There's nothing in my living room today that I'm testing, but we are actually spending, I'm spending a little bit of time at ISE next week with one of our design engineer partners in the Netherlands, a gentleman by the name of Menno van der Veen. He's a specialist in the design of toroidal transformers, and he's worked with us for many, many years on designing some of our technologies and our products that we've brought out in the past, not just for Torus Power, but also on the Plytron manufacturing side. So Menno and I are going to be spending some time together, and we're also going to be spending some time with a German partner, a manufacturing partner, to actually start testing some designs on new products that we've been working on over the past little while. So we get into the design and or the testing phase at ISE next week, where I'll actually see some samples for the first time. And from there, we've got a number of samples that we take, and we put them out into the field with selected people. So, we have a few very close partners that we do business with who will help us test the various products. And we'll look at testing in Europe, in Asia, and in North America concurrently. So that we're testing with different voltages and different environments to see how the product reacts. From the results of that really determines how long the testing phase needs to be. Is what happens? Is there something different that happens in Asia because the power grid is different in Asia than it is in Europe or in North America? And does that make something different happen within the product? Those are the things that we're really looking for by testing in the various marketplaces. So once we get through that phase, which on this particular product, we're expecting to be about a 60 to 90 day period. Then we either go to manufacturing, or we, can consider the possibility of design changes and things like that, depending on how that goes. With the product that we're looking at testing, we actually have had it tested for a little while now in one of our European markets. We've got some additional samples coming for other markets that I'll get next week. And then we're kind of spreading out the testing to some of the other marketplaces to kind of make sure that we're trying it in all of the environments. So, some of it depends on the product, Johnny. Some of it depends on the technology that's built into that particular product. If it's a product that's simply doing noise filtering and surge protection, it doesn't really take a lot of testing for that. Our products tend to be a little bit more complex, though, because we're using toroidal isolation, we're using voltage regulation in addition to those other technologies. So, that tends to add some complexity. The one thing about Torus Power is our reputation is that we're making leading edge, top of the line product, and we need to make sure that that's what we're doing with all of our new products because that goes right to our brand image. We want to make sure that we're consistent in the message that we're sending to our customers and to our dealers and distributors out there. So you'll hear more from us throughout the year on these new products. That I can tell you for sure.
Okay, and I should probably mention, obviously we've mentioned ISC. We should mention where people can find you at ISC, partnered up there. I believe it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I often am, it's 5-R125, I believe.
That's it. Yep. So we're in Hall 5, booth R125. We're going to be in several booths right in that same area. So we're in R125, R128, and S126, which are all side by side. So they're all right in the same area of Hall number 5. And that's where we've been for the last 5 or 6 years. So, the people that know us, they'll find us in a familiar location when they get to ISE.
Sounds great. I think that is a great place to lead off before everyone heads off to ISC themselves and comes to visit you directly with 1,001 questions. Obviously, everyone to learn more can go over to the website, which is toruspower.com. But if anyone has any other questions aside all the great information they can find there, toruspower.com, what is the best way to reach out to you, the company, inquiring about becoming a dealer? Who should they reach out to?
Well, Johnny, we have on our website at toruspower.com, we have a contact page. And that contact page gives them the my phone number, Ross's phone number. Ross is our technical support rep at the company. So if they're looking for specifications or specifying Torus Power units for systems that they're putting in, Ross is really the guy for that. But the contact information is right there on our website under the contact section. Our emails, our phone numbers are all right there. So it's very easy for somebody to get everything they need at toruspower.com. One thing that I might point out for people that are visiting the website is we've actually just posted over the past week several new installation stories of companies that are using our technology and using our products in different installations and what the results of that has been. One that was really interesting that we just put up on the website, and that's under Torus Power News and More installation gallery, is an install that was done in Canada, in Ontario. And it was actually in the basement of a garage. And the gentleman that owned the home put in a theater. That was a completely isolated theater, and it was one of these kind of money is no object. What he wanted was performance, and he used the Torus Power all-in-one panel as the power foundation for that system. And we've got some great pictures and a great story on our website about this this installation that was done by a dealer partner of ours called Station Earth. just outside of Toronto in Ontario, and they did a wonderful job on this project. So we have a lot of stories about different installations that we've done on our website. We like to share those not just with our dealer partners, but with consumers and people that are just interested in looking and reading about those things. So that's another interesting thing that we've just put up on the website recently.
And to find all the information again, just head over to tourispower.com. There's lots of great information, a phone number, a sales email, contact pretty much everyone at the company that I can think of. And I'm sure there's plenty of you that I can't think of because you guys are larger than my brain can handle. There is a lot of good info on why automatic voltage regulation is great, why toroidal isolation is superior to some other technologies out there, and why that's important to your audio and video systems. I could go on, or you could just head over to toruspower.com and find out for yourself. Check out some of these great videos, check out some of the stories and unique applications that have been implemented across the world. If maybe you want to engage with Taurus Power directly via social media, you can head over to facebook.com/Taurus Power. On Twitter, it's @TaurusPower. They have a YouTube channel. You can find them there, as well as Vimeo. There's actually a lot of really good trade show coverage and things like that. I think that's pretty much the end of this series because as time progresses and you can talk about those wonderful devices that you're probably going to be testing and seeing for your first time, Kevin, at ISE in a week, and this other ones that you're talking about later on this summer. I would love to have you back and share those with my listeners and the world. So if you wouldn't mind to break out another hour of your busy, busy schedule, I'd love to have you back and talk about any and all of that.
Johnny, we're happy to do it anytime for you. You know that.
Yeah. Well, everyone, this has been AV Insider. Thank you for listening. We will catch you on the next episode in the future.